Simon & Schuster Audio presents Rosetown by Cynthia Ryland. Read by Lisa Flanagan.
Chapter 1. Wings and a Chair Used Books was where Flora Smallwood's mother worked 3 afternoons a week. Inside, it had a purple velveteen chair by the window for anyone who wanted to stay a while. And Flora, who sometimes felt quite acutely the stress of being 9 years old and sensitive, loved this chair. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays were her favorite days because of it. The owner of the shop was Miss Merriweather, a tall woman with deep black hair pulled tightly into a ponytail. Miss Merriweather told Flora that in her younger days she had been a free spirit, but that one day she'd decided to grow up and open a shop. Flora tried to imagine Miss Merriweather as a free spirit, but it wasn't easy, as the words inventory and bottom line sometimes floated through the bookshop air as Flora sat reading. But Miss Merriweather did like long flowery skirts, so maybe she was still free in her heart. Flora's family had been through a time of sadness, for their old loving dog Lawrence had passed away one spring night while everyone was sleeping. They all knew Lawrence was fading, but no one believed really that he would ever not be with them anymore. Especially Flora, who had held onto his collar ever since she took her first steps. But he did. He left them. And since then, the idea of a new family pet sometimes had been mentioned, yet never followed through on. Everyone was, in some way, still holding on to Lawrence's collar. Flora was an only child, and her parents were, for now, living in separate homes. The challenges of this, of course, were many. And there was the practical challenge for Flora of having 2 homes, with her own bedroom in each, for since most things do not come in duplicate, often the one thing she needed right that minute was not in this home. It was in the other. Sometimes the thing was not that important, as in the case of her green scarf or striped coat. But sometimes even something small like that, a scarf or a coat, suddenly felt so vital to her. And she felt a great, sad longing because it was not in this home, but the other one. Flora's father, Forster Smallwood, worked for the Rosetown newspaper, the Rosetown Chronicle. And he was, Flora thought, a nice man, a good father.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?